Oh, man, I might die doing that one today. It's NBA Strayer, episode 11. How the hell are ya? What's going on? It's NBA Strayer, episode 11. It's Monday, December 4. Welcome to NBA Strayer, your daily podcast stop for all things NBA with a whole heaping of apparently hungover Strayer. I'm a very woozy James Clements, and I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Wrong Guys NBA podcast over there. And I'm recuperating from seeing Iron Sheik last night at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. So I'm sitting here in Larry Armour Studios feeling very dusty while I eyeball a bunch of weird Russians working on the roof of the brownstone opposite me. Anyway, I'm here to take you through our usual daily breakdowns of all the NBA storylines. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball, which, after last night, is pretty much everybody. Jesus. So, we're talking about what happened over the weekend in the NBA, and talking a bunch of shit about a bunch of other NBA junk, and cover off what all the Australian players are up to. That means today we have our dickhead of the weekend, and all the usual dumb segments like that's not a knife, that's a knife, look at me, the award-winning yeah nah, and a very special guest swinging by as usual. And it's Monday, so that means it's Deli swinging by to review the Netflix series Mindhunter. Because, of course, Deli would review that. That makes perfect sense. Just a reminder, there's a plenty of swearing and bunch of dumb shit going on in this one. I'm so woozy, I barely know what's going on. It's NBA Australia. This is good stuff. Plus, we're going to wrap all the games from the weekend. That's literally every single game from the weekend. That is bonkers. And we're going to preview tonight's... Take a deep breath. Lean into it. Try to get your eyeballs situated in the middle of your head. Let's go! Alright. This is pretty good. How good's having like Ramshackle in the morning? I love this. Ramshackle Army playing in the background. That was From Oslo to start it off. What do we do here on NBA Australia every time, every day? We start with the whip around. We catch up on all things NBA, and in this case, what happened last weekend in the NBA. Well, Anthony Davis, surprise, surprise, he's out. He's got an injury. He's got like a sprained pelvic something. I don't know. Maybe he had a baby and his pelvic floor's all messed up. But I don't know. He's out with a groin tear. Derrick Rose is apparently nearing a return. And somewhere you just know that LeBron is getting someone to send him like nudes to spin him off and like keep him entertained elsewise. Ugh. Don't need Derrick Rose back on the streaking Cavs, do we? DeAndre Jordan, everyone's talking about trading that guy all of a sudden, like Toronto, Washington, Minnesota, Milwaukee. They've all, reports say they're interested in trading for DeAndre Jordan. Of course they fucking are interested. Jesus. Yeah, that's great for the Clippers, huh? It's like, oh, wow, we've got John Henson, Malcolm Brogdon, and fucking Chris Middleton. That's fun. Ugh, gross. DeAndre, I don't know, where does he work? Like Toronto? I mean, sure. What are you going to give up? Like, all your weird young dudes? Like, the two crappy centers you've already got? The two centers you can't play anyway? That's kind of dumb. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't know. He still works good in Toronto if they give up, like, what, Jakob Poeltl and maybe Valanciunas and... like two of their cool young wings who aren't even starting it, but Jesus Christ, it's going to take a while. Considering that DeAndre doesn't have a fucking agent, what the shit's that about? Anyway, that's about all the news from the weekend. It was a real game-heavy NBA weekend and not much else. Like, I don't know. We can talk about other stuff, but we're going to do that in the game wrap, so... anyway, let's just do that. Let's get stuck into it. What happened Friday night? Oh, shit. That was ages ago now. So, let's go with Warriors at Magic. Warriors win 133 to Magic 112. The coward Kevin Durant had 25 on 14. Klay had 27 on 14. And Steph had 23 on 9 of 20. Not too shabby, fellas. Fucking hell, though. Jesus. How's Jordan Bell? Had his had a career high, surprisingly enough, considering he's a rookie. 16-4 on 8-10 shooting. Thanks a lot, Bulls, you fucking cheap dickheads. Way to make the fucking rich richer, you pricks. Fuck, I hate the Bulls. God damn it. Aaron Gordon, he had 29-7. That's pretty good. Fournier. Evan, don't Google my name. Fournier, 22. Jonathan Simmons, 18-18. It's not quite the same as the top three of the Warriors. So, in a surprise twist, the Warriors won. What else? We got the Pistons at Wiz. Pistons 91, Wiz 109. Two East powerhouses. No John Wall, though, for the Wiz. Still, no problem, apparently. Unbelievable. Smashed it. Thomas, they rode on the back of a career-high 17 points for the check casher. That's Thomas Satoransky, or Tomas Satoransky. Because you can't just say Thomas. It's Tomas. He's Czech. Don't fuck with that. And you don't fuck with the Czechs. Thomas Satoransky smashes it. They win. That's weird. The Wiz were just killing it that game. And the Pistons were off the boil. What are you going to do? Pacers at Raptors. It's Victor versus DeMar. And the Pacers lose that one. 115 to the Raptors, 120. Thing is, we still had 36 points for Victor Oladipo and 26 for DeMar DeRozan. Thing is, we've gone back to back for weirdly named Euro dudes to have career highs off the bench because it was Jakob Poeltl swung by for a career high 18 points and 8 of 8 shooting for the Austrian ace. He's Austrian. Does that make him Strain? No, it makes him Strain. That's where it is. Anya. Anya Jakob. Lance Stevenson watch. He had 11 points on 5 of 10 and did not play any air guitar. And this was the Corey Joseph return game. He had 7 points on 9 shots. That's not great, Corey. Dory. Hunky Dory. Allegory. No good. No good. Pacers lose it. What are you going to do? Hornets at Heat. Fuck Dwight Howard. Dwight hanging back in Florida all of a sudden. Heat win 105 to 100. Dwight Howard had 10 of 9 against the team that started a rookie, Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo and Kelly, that's a girl's name, Linick, backing him up. So when you're played, well, when you're outplayed by Bam Adebayo and Kelly, that's a girl's name, Linick, maybe you're not trying hard enough, Dwight Howard, in a surprise twist, you piece of shit. Of course, Josh Richardson smashed his game with 27. Deion Waiters had 19. Yeah, nice one, Heat. Sacramento go to Chicago and hand Chicago their 8th straight loss in that game. 2 games they'd lost straight by 1 point. Brutal. Old man Zach Randolph led the way. Sacramento win 107-106. Zachy Cakes had a throwback 25-13, while Big Willie style Cooley Stein had 10 points and 4 blocks. Block party! Chicago now have the worst record in the league. It's good. Tank hard, Bulls. Tank. Spurs beat the Grizz in a surprise fucking not at all. 95-79. Second half of the home and home that they started. I think it was Wednesday. The no-fizz Grizz get up to 10 straight losses in this one. And it was a laugher from early on. Spurs are up 10 and a half. Just fucking throttled them in the fourth. What are you going to do? Spurs going to Spurs. Minnesota at Oklahoma City. It's the big three versus the big three. And OKC's big three. Take it. 111-107. Big three versus big three. So Minnesota. Cat and Wiggs had 23 edge. Butler 22. Well, that's pretty good. OKC. Mello had 9. Rusty had 15. But Paul fucking George had 36. That's pretty good. Rusty had a 15-9-14. And PG had a 36-4-9. But wait for it. Who actually showed up in this game? Who actually won this for OKC? Oh, it's Steven Adams, eh, bro? Oh, yeah. I'm just out here smashing for a career-high 27 points, mate. It's all good. Don't worry, bro. You can come in. It's all good. He shot perfectly from the field, did Steven Adams, our little Kiwi buddy. 11-11 field goals. 5-5 from the free throw line. That's amazing. Best stat, though. And this is the stat of Friday night. This is Oklahoma City's first win by fewer than 9 points this season, and all apart from 2 of the team's 12 losses have been by 9 or fewer points. Fucking hell. Put your shit out, OKC. And then finally, Friday night, Pelicans, Jazz. Pelicans lose 108 to Jazz 114. AD got hurt. They didn't roast the small ass Jazz because AD wasn't there. Boogie didn't have himself much of a game, but we're going to talk about this at length. Donovan Mitchell did. Oh, Jesus. Jingle and Joe cooked against the Pelican wing rotation, as predicted. We'll talk about him when we get to the Australian Player Watch. Saturday, Hawks, Nets, 114-102. Gross! No one wants to know any of this. Not even a Damari Carroll revenge game or anything. Fuck that. Atlanta win without fucking John Collins. That's a tall drink of water. And Dwayne Demet Dedmon. Just a horrible, horrible Saturday afternoon game that we thought about going to and then went, fuck that, let's drink more beers and watch college football. Suns 111 lose in Boston to 116. Yes, it was the 1976 NBA Finals rematch, and Devin Booker had 38 points, but Boston still won. What are you going to do? Clips at Mavs. Jesus Christ, Clips 82 to 108. How do you lose by 26 points to the fucking horrible Mavs? How is Doc not fired already? Jesus, this Clips lineup is gross. Montrezl Harrell, Wes Johnson, DeAndre, Austin Bitchass Rivers, Lou Williams. Ugh. Ugh. Try to get that fucking taste out of your mouth. Not going to happen. Dallas, JJ Barea led the fucking way because of course he did against the horrible Clippers. Dennis Smith Jr. though had 12-5-3 with a plus 27 for the game. Not bad. Of course, I had a plus 12 in this game and I was sitting in a pub watching college football while it was happening. Grizz go to Cavs and oh no, the Grizz now be on an 11 game losing streak. That's not great, is it? That's not great at all. Cavs, so weirdly enough, the Grizz are on an 11 game losing streak after this. Cavs on an 11 game winning streak. Nice one. Grizz came all the way back down from 20 points down though and tied it with 2 minutes remaining. Of course though, there's a guy who plays for the Cavaliers. His name is like vaguely familiar. It's a... Motherfucking LeBron James took over after they tied it up and scored the last 13 points for the fucking Cavs. Can you believe that? That's unreal. God damn, he had 34 points, 2 rebounds and 12 assists. Jesus, LeBron. 20-11 from Kevin Love. D-Wade had 16 off the bench. Marcus Ole actually popped up in this one. Good on you. You know, one of the Hermanos over there. He had 27 points, 6 rebounds and 4 assists. And Tyreek Evans. His revenge tour is fucking going great guns. He had 31 points on 10 to 20 shooting. 5 of 7 from 3. Jesus, Tyreek. That's not bad. And then Pistons go to Sixers and lose. 2 in a row for the Pistons there. 103-108. This is the Joel Embiid versus Andre Drummond game. Jesus, Embiid wins. Fatality. 25-10 for Embiid. Andre had 14, 6, 11, and 6 assists though, but he fouled out. So, that won't do it. If you can't play in the last couple of minutes there, Andre, you're not going to win the game. Covington had 25. The Lord and Savior Ben Simmons against Tobias Harris. Tobias wins this one. He had 27 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 9 of 15 from the fucking field. And Ben, we're going to talk about his performance in the Australian Player Watch. Sacramento 104 at Bucks 109. Delly and Thon did nothing. Otherwise, what a gross game. Greek had 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and 33 points. Fucking hell. Sacramento basically had Zach Randolph having his second straight good game with 22 and 7. Otherwise, who the fuck watched that? Lakers at Nuggs. Oh, this is a fun one. Jamal Murray had 28, 4 and 4 and a nice little showboat at the end of the game. Running around in front of Lonzo Ball. And then got decked by Julius Randle. Fucking radical. Will the Thrill Barton chipped in with 16. Lakers lost by 15, though, to a game without Nikola Jokic, Paul Millsap, and Wilson Chandler. Jesus. Brandon Ingram had 20 points, but it was minus 26 for the game. God damn it, man. Kuz had 13 and 10. It's pretty good, but I do love that the Lakers are getting the real Brook Lopez experience as well. He had 15 and 5. Not great, man. Not great. Lonzo, look, we're going to get to Lonzo Ball at length in the hashtag better than Lonzo Ball segment, but damn. How's this for a sequence for the Lakers? It's tied at 100 all. Now, I'm not sure if you remember what I said at the top of that, but Lakers lost 115 to 100. That means the Nuggets close the game on a 15-0 run. Fucking hell, the Lakers go through a game-ending stretch that includes 4 turnovers with only 4 fucking shot attempts and more Lonzo Ball technical fouls. That's 1 than points scored. Brutal. Nugs, smash. Pelicans, 123 at Portland. Brow out, doesn't matter. Boogie goes to work on Nurk. Boogie versus the Bosnian Bear over there. Boogie had 38-8. CJ and Dame, though, shot them basically out of this game, 19-47. They shot 31% as a team. Jesus. The Pels got just enough from like fucking Etuane Moore and Jrue Holiday to get them over the line. Gross. That was the Saturday night game where I'm all like, oh, that'll be fun. And then I actually got too drunk and forgot that it was even on and took myself to bed, which is, you know, probably smart in the long run. All right, let's get to Sunday. Jesus Christ, this is taking a long time. I gotta shut the hell up. Orlando 105 at the Knickerbockers in New York City. That's the New York City Knickerbockers. Nice. Aaron Gordon wasn't the man. It was the Vooch. I had predicted that Aaron Gordon would probably score himself like $80 million of endorsements in this game. Nope. El Vucho had 34 and 12. Fucking hell. Of course, he's playing against your man, Enos. My name rhymes with penis, Cantor. Speaking of which, penis had 18 and 16. Not bad. Good game. Thing is, this is a bummer because, you know, it was, I think, last Thursday we were talking about it, and the extreme zinger meal wasn't around. He's still getting over, like, that horrible fucking ankle turn. Thing is, he is the Winter Soldier, so he's got all that leftover Soviet super soldier blood. They've been feeding the Latvian gangbanger since he was a baby. Come back soon, zinger. Because, you know, we need a supercharged zinger burger ASAP. Fucking do it. Warriors go to Miami. And you'd think playing through a hangover would be pretty brutal, but no problems. 123 to 95. They smash. Steph goes nuts for 30. The coward Kevin Durant has 24, and Clay has 19. It's too easy. Deion Waiters, the self-proclaimed best player on the floor, went 1 of 10 for a total of 4 points. Brutal. The Heat were a shit show. Dragon, Kelly Olynyk, Josh Richardson. I mean, sure. The cool thing about this was that Sean Livingston headbutted an official and got tossed. Sean Livingston, just out there headbutting motherfuckers. Apparently that's what Golden State do now. Kevin Durant's getting tossed, Sean Livingston's getting tossed. Clips go to Minnesota and lose in a surprise to nobody. Clips are fucking horrible. So they lose both their games on the weekend. And Doc still has a job somehow. Clippers are now 8-14. That is not great. Not great. Not great at all. Minnesota got back on track, and Austin Douchington Rivers had 30 points. Jimmy Butler had 33. Big Cat and Wiggins had 12 and 15, respectively, on 10 of 28 combined. Minnesota, though, now 14 and 10. On you, Mini. And the Spurs B team go into Oklahoma City, and, well, they nearly beat the Thunder, a full-strength Thunder team, and the Spurs B team without LaMarcus Aldridge, Parker, Tony Parker over there, or Manu Ginobili, and, of course, no Kawhi. Also, Kyle Anderson goes out of this, having hurt his knee. Apparently, it's just an MCL sprain. Get better, slow-mo Kyle Anderson. Rusty Westbrook had himself a game, though, with another triple-double. That's his seventh of the season. He had 22, 10, and 10. And Steven Adams, bro, at 19 and 10. Fucking hell. Good game. Back-to-back by Steven Adams. Meanwhile, your big-ticket items, Paul George and Melo, went 6 of 27. 2 of 10 from 3, 17 points combined. Yeesh. Still, OKC, pull that one out by 3 points. Can you believe it? Gross. And then, the last game of the weekend. Whew, fucking hell, we're finally getting through it. Rockets at Lakers. Speaking of hangovers, doesn't matter because the Lakers are shit. Rockets win 118 to 95. Fast Jimmy Harden. 36, 4, and 9. Boom. Oh, shit. Rockets put up. I did say the Rockets were going to put up 150. I should have just adjusted that down to 120 because of the LA hangover. That's why. How it goes. Chris Paul was a bit more Cliff Paul. He had 21. The Coos had 22 and 12. Coos! Nice. Brook Lopez had a very Brook Lopez 10 and 5, but Jesus Christ. I mean, we talk a lot of shit about Lonzo Ball over here at this year. NBA Strayer! But God damn, Lonzo had a bad game. I mean, rookies are going to do that, though. You can't really shit cannon too much. Didn't hit a shot from the field. Went 0 of 4 from... Yeah, 0-4 from the field, 0-3 from 3. He had 2 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists in 22 minutes. Maybe it's his haircut, maybe his nose being that much more prominent and having its own postcode is like throwing off his weight distribution or something. I don't know. That's how it goes. Pretty tough, though. Sorry, Lonzo. And that is the NBA Australia Rap of the Weekend. It was the whip around. Pulled that one off. How about the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend, though? It's our usual.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, I don't know. Was that a knife? Donovan fucking Mitchell, or was that a croc-killing fucking Bowie knife as big as your fucking leg? Holy shit, how are the stones on this guy? Career high, 41 fucking points against the Pelicans on Friday. He goes 13 to 25 from the field, 6 of 12 from 3. He also throws in 4 rebounds and 4 assists. He got the 41 and he had 4 assists. Donovan fucking Mitchell, we're going to talk about you in a little bit. You can probably guess what segment that is. Still, for the weekend, you get the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife.
That was a knife. Good job, Donovan fucking Mitchell. You should change your name to actually just Donovan fucking Mitchell, because you're a bad motherfucker. Who's old mate no mates today? NBA Australia's old mate no mates. Jesus. Is it me? Because I'm so fucking just woozy from like an entire weekend of just doing like dumb shit, like drinking beers and hanging out in fucking Williamsburg. Anyway, who's got no mates today? It's probably me. I was probably talking shit last night, but let's say Derrick Rose. Old mate, no mates. Who actually wants him back on the Cavs? Like, anybody? The Cavs have won 11 fucking straight while Derrick Rose hasn't been around. So how about you take all the time you need there, Derrick? Because you're shit. You're old mate, no mates. We're going to add in our Andrew Gaze memorial. He's not dead, but we're going to call this one today our Andrew Gaze approved cool stat of the week. I like this. This is a really, really good one. On Saturday night, Marc Gasol scored a bunch of points. Pau Gasol, still in the league. That means the Gasols joined Dick and Tom. That'd be the Van Arsdales. You're a Van Arsdale. And the Wilkinses, Dominique and Gerald, and the Williamses, that'd be Gus and Ray, as the only families in which each of the two brothers has scored 10,000 points in the NBA. That's fucking awesome. On you, the Hermanos, the Gasol Hermanos. I love it. You guys have smashed. Good job. All right. We're going to have to get to it. We have to do it. I'm really sorry. That kind of hurts. He just had a bad weekend, but here we go.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. They're coming for everybody.
Oh, they were coming for everybody back then. It was a simpler time before the NBA season happened when we could talk about Lonzo Ball as just an ideal as opposed to an actual basketball player. This is our daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo played Denver on the weekend, and then obviously the Rockets on Sunday. So who was better than Lonzo Ball this weekend? Come on, we've already talked about him. He's also a rookie. He was taken 11 spots after Lonzo Ball. He's a three-time repeat visitor, the better than Lonzo Ball Chambers. It's Donovan fucking Mitchell. Of course it is. He goes off for that 41 against the Pelicans. First rookie to score 40 or more points in a game since Blake Griffin back in 2011. That's fucking unreal. Meanwhile, Lonzo had that 9-9-5 against the Nugs and the 2-1-3 against the Rockets there. So, Donovan Mitchell, you're better than Lonzo Ball. And here's like a little bit of an extra Lonzo tidbit for you. Among all NBA players averaging at least 10 minutes per game this year, that's 358 players. Lonzo Ball's true shooting is ranked 8th from the bottom. That's 350th. Lonzo is averaging more than 14 minutes per game more than anyone else in the bottom 20 of that list. So hopefully his shot starts to fall. I don't know. It'll be fine, won't it? Won't it? I don't know. Whatever. Lonzo, I'm feeling for you, buddy. All right, we're going to be back in just a second with NBA Australia's fucking award-winning segment, Yeah Nah! It's Yeah Nah! Coming up right now. Jesus! Can you hear me, like, taking coffee breaks? I'm, like, about to fucking pass out over here. This is brutal. Yeah, nah. It's 3 Yeah Nahs where we break down 3 NBA storylines, get a Yeah Nah, and figure out if it's more Yeah or more Nah. We talked about this at the top. Clippers should trade DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, nah. Come on, man. Who works better next to Blake than a rim-running rim protector? No one. Keep him, take out this year, try to get a good deal with Blake and DeAndre next year, see how you go. I mean, you have to pay through the nose, but what are you going to get back for DeAndre? It's dumb. Jamal Murray disrespected the Lakers by dribbling in front of Lonzo Ball the other night. Yeah, nah. Of course not. The Lakers disrespected themselves by letting the fucking Nuggets score 15 straight to end the game. You can't then get angry at Jamal Murray for, like, crossing half court, dribbling in front of Lonzo Ball, and, like, then just standing there running at the clock. Maybe feel worse about letting them score 15 points as opposed to going, Jamal Murray treated me badly. Next up. Yeah, nah. Derrick Rose should ask the Cavs to waive him so he could go somewhere else. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Of course they should. You're winning 11 games. You don't fuck 11 games straight. You don't fuck that up by letting Derrick Rose and his weird fucking gang rapey vibes rock back into this fucking, back into the old Cleveland team. That's crazy. Let him just, like, can we just get him to San Antonio already? Like, they're the only team I trust to look after Derrick Rose properly. Like, rehab him on and off the court, get him shooting threes. Oh, you know, I reckon that's just how it could work. Come on, man. Don't fuck around. I love you, Derek. I'm just looking out for you, buddy. All right. It's also Monday. So, well, it's always fucking some day, isn't it? But we have our daily.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
It's the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me. Look at me. I don't think DeAndre Jordan's really going to help, like, a contender that much. Like, who out there is really going to be able to throw DeAndre into a competition with Golden State? Weird, man. It's just weird. It's, I just don't see an entire elite defense being backed up by a dude who can't hit free throws and you probably can't play him in the last couple of minutes on offense against the Warriors. I mean, what? I mean, Cleveland could probably use him because they've got Kevin Love and they've got LeBron and they can space the floor a bunch, but Jesus, man. Oh, well, if it happens, it happens. That'll be fun. It's Monday. That means we've got the NBA Australia dickhead of the weekend this weekend. And to be fair, this guy could win it every time. It's Austin Rivers. He yelled at a fan and got fined $25,000. Rivers said he was being a fair weather ass fan. He was talking shit about the team, but he was cheering the first half. And then the second half, he was talking about Steve Ballmer and Doc and DJ and saying demeaning stuff to my other teammates. Austin and DJ, y'all need help. I don't like that. I like fans who ride or die with you, and there's a lot of good ones up out here that show up for the game. He was talking about the shit, talking shit about the team, not even me. Of course, Austin Rivers had just bricked an horrible three-point attempt, tried to flop his way into a foul, didn't draw the foul, then committed a fucking humiliating intentional foul at the other end so his dad could empty the bench and get the Clippers bench in there to relieve the starters. I don't know. Maybe then don't talk shit at a fan who was like paying to be courtside. You fucking piece of shit, Austin Rivers. Jesus Christ. Austin bitch-ass Rivers, you are NBA Australia's dickhead of the weekend. All right, coming up next, we're going to have the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. I'm going to try to buzz through it as quickly as I can before my voice gives it out. All right. Jesus Christ, coming back with the NBA Australia, Australian Player Watch. Old mate Jimmy over here is flagging hard. Look, just because I go see bands that are basically are old white guys talking about feelings, doesn't mean I have to drink so many beers. You know, it's a life lesson that I'm slowly learning, but apparently not very well. Australia! Let's go through the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons played the Pistons on Saturday, as we mentioned. Not great. He had a 5-10-6 with two blocks. Sixers still won, though, because of Joel Embiid with his 25-10. He plays the Phoenix Suns tonight, Monday. Patty Mills played the Grizz on Friday. He had 10 points in 22 minutes on 4 of 5 shooting, 2 of 3 from 3. Also had 3 assists and a steal. Playing with the B team on Sunday at Oklahoma City. Patty, along with all the other sort of Spurs regulars, Patty didn't sit out, but he only played 9 minutes. Thing is, he had 9 points in 9 minutes. That's fucking great. That's a pretty high 36 per 36 minute average. I'll tell you that much. You can do the maths. Two or three shooting, three free throws, two rebounds. On you, Patty. That's pretty good. Spurs play the Pistons tonight. That's why they rested the A team against OKC. Joe Ingles, Jinglin' Joe, had himself a game against the Pelicans on Friday. Very impressive. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal in 39 minutes. 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 2 free throws. Hit both of them. Awesome stat for Jinglin' Joe. Hasn't missed a fucking free throw all year! Loves his coffee as well. Great Twitter follow. Smash it. He's now averaging 10-4-4 for the year. That's pretty good. And the Jazz play the Wiz tonight. Deli! Hasn't played since November 15. Hashtag free Deli. I don't know. Chucking a very long sickie at this point. Thong to thong thong thong. Thon McCur on the weekend. They played Sacramento on Saturday. Thon had a very happily, descendingly symmetrical game. He had 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block. I love that. 19 minutes. Did he make his first 3 since November 7? No, he did not attempt one. So Dally and Thon play the Baines-led Celtics this evening. Baines, speaking of which, Aaron Baines played the Suns on Saturday. Started, he had 6 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 1 block in 18 minutes. As mentioned, he plays the Bucks tonight. Dally and Thon, nice one. Andrew Bogut, he played Saturday against the Nuggets, didn't play. He had a DMP, Luke Walton doesn't like him, I'm pretty sure. It's weird. And Sunday versus Houston, Bogut, what are you doing, mate? Just a absolute shit show over here, I reckon. I'll tell you that. Ooh, there we go. We just went straight into a bit more green, green, green. Love this. So how did Bogey go? I'll tell you. Tough, man. Tough to watch. That's another DMP. Another DMP. Luke Walton doesn't like me. How about a daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, of course he is. Final part of Australian Player Watch. How's Kyrie doing? Our honorary Australian. You're born in Melbourne, dog. Come on. Yeah, he's still averaging 23-5-3. Just smashing it. I love it. All right, next up, Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board, and we preview every game for Monday, December 4. Coming up next to Mundo. Yeah! Come on! The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Fucking need it today, Patty. Help a brother out, would you? So Patty Mills out there tweeting game day baller, game day, hashtag at Oklahoma City, hashtag go Spurs go. Thing is, the Kangaroos, the Jillaroos, the Australian female, I want to say hockey? Yeah, maybe. I don't fucking know, actually. They won something. Maybe the other, some big tournament and... good. Rugby league? Yeah, there you go. The Roos won a game. Oh, no, they're the champions. Oh, thanks, Patty Mills. I wouldn't have known that otherwise. That's amazing. Anyway, and then this morning he tweeted out, there's nothing like watching the game with hashtag Spurs family. And then there's an ad of some kids running around a backyard. So that's our Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration, which I fucking need today. Oh, geez. I don't know. How do you wake up when you're in your fucking, like, old age after a show and you're just like dusty as hell? The recuperative powers are not what they used to be. Game previews. We're going to whip around each game on the NBA slate for tonight, Monday, December 4. It's Monday night. It's a big one. There's a lot of games. God damn it. Can we not just have a quiet one so I can just like hang out in the corner and chill? Brooklyn at Atlanta. It's the other side of that home and home, which is gross. Fuck that game. Magic at Hornets. Hey, yo, Aaron Gordon going to dunk on Dwight. Love that. So give me Brooklyn in the Atlanta game and give me the Hornets in the Hornets game. Knicks at Pacers. Oh, shit! Where's Reggie? One of the great rivalries. God damn it. Knicks at Pacers. I love this. Man, remember the Knicks 2013 team when we had like the Knicks and Pacers rivalry again? That was great. You had Melo, Chandler, and Kidd against Paul George, Roy Hibbert. He's not even in the league anymore. And David West, Lance Stephenson. That was fun. And then, of course, the 90s. I'm going to say the Pacers for that one. It's in Indiana, so. The Knicks don't have the zinger. They don't. Might not even have Tim Hardaway for that one, so that's going to be a tough one. Suns at Sixers. Booker versus the Lord and Savior, Ben Simmons. And Bede versus the young Suns frontline as well is going to be smashing. Give me the Sixers. Bucks at Celtics, 1970s, the classic matchup. It's not Kareem versus Havlicek. It's just two of the best in the East, though. That's all. This is tasty. Kyrie versus Bledsoe, Greek versus Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Ooh. I think the Bucks might spoil this one. Give me the Bucks. Cavs at Bulls. Oh, Jesus. I'm pretty sure the Cavs winning streak is going to be at 12. This is a fun one, though, because remember, on the Cavs bench, there's a certain Dwayne Wade. He's coming home, baby. The Chicago Bulls are paying D-Wade $16 million to beat them tonight. Don't forget, that's amazing. D-Wade is being paid $16 million by the Chicago Bulls this year, and he's going to come in and kick their ass. I love the NBA. I love it. I love it. I really love this game. I love this game. God damn it. Yeah, especially when you're D-Wade and getting paid. That's awesome. Maniac Grizz. No fears. Grizz are righteously fucked. Minnesota are going to kill him. The Cavs are obviously going to win the Cavs-Bulls one. Minnesota are going to beat the Grizz. Warriors at Pelicans. This is a bummer. No AD. Really fucking saps the fun out of it. Boogie hates all the Warriors, though, so it's still going to be kind of fun to watch, but you still don't have the Twin Towers going against the Warriors that you just really want to see. Nugs at Mavs. Warriors are going to win that. Nugs at Mavs. Ugh, this is gross. No fucking Jokic. Ugh. Mavs might win this, I guess. And Wizard Jazz. Yeah, give me the Mavs. Ugh. I just don't want to watch any of that. Wiz at Jazz. Jinglin' Joe against Otto Porter. Two of the biggest overperforming teams without their big star dudes. Ooh. Give me the Jazz in this one, I think. Yeah. I like it. I think that'll do. Jazz will win that. What do you reckon? All right. Well, fucking hell. We finally made it. That's pretty good. I'm stoked. I can't believe I survived this. Whose fucking great idea was to have this daily? Don't you know how much I go out and like drink too many fucking beers like an asshole? Because I'm a moron with no self-control? Jesus. All right. That's NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow because I'm a moron for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook over at NBA Australia. Don't forget to subscribe through iTunes and Google Play. Check us a review and a rating, please. Come on, help us out. And if you subscribe, you don't have to do anything else. You just like it just rocks up. That's pretty cool. So thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, Faking the Bends. But go check out House Hats, their new band. They're the best band in Australia right now, I'll tell you. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green, Green, Green and Ramshackle Army for the fucking tunes you heard in the background throughout the episode. Love it. Both Green, Green, Green and Ramshackle are out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a splash. Great tunes. We'll be back tomorrow. NBA Australia. And the thing is, we're going to finish off today with everybody's favorite. It's Deli. And it's Deli reviewing Mindhunter. Because of course Deli is reviewing Mindhunter. Sometimes I just don't know. All right, we'll catch us tomorrow. NBA Australia out. Later, Hosen! Oi, 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 how are yous? It's our mate Dally over here. I'm just doing my regular swing by NBA Australia to keep yous up to date on, like, all the good shit on telly or at the movies and stuff. I mean, like, usually I do, like, movies, but because I've been hurt, for Milwaukee and shit, I've been trucking, like, a pretty long sickie and, like, trying to stay home. Because, like, when Jason Kidd, like, my coach, he calls, he's all like, oi, Dally, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm fucking sick as coach. Can't come in today, mate. And, like, if you're outside and, like, a truck goes past, you're fucked, you know? So you got to chuck a sickie proper and just stay on the couch. So I'll tell ya, I got me old Netflix cranking. I've been watching Mindhunter for ya. Like, I'll tell ya, Mindhunter is fucking mental, eh? Like, it's like a Netflix series about these fellas in, like, the CIA or something. Like, it's in the 70s, Oregon, I think. Anyway, so it's like these serial killers are all like doing shit and like these fellas are trying to figure out why they're all fucked up and shit. And it's fucking mental, mate. Like, there's this one dickhead who like cut off some fucking Sheila's head and like rooted it. And like another one who like jacks off into shoes and shit. Fucking crazy, bro. Thing is, I'll fucking tell ya. I loved it. It was spooky as shit. And like all these fuckers are creepy as. Like they're sitting in these fucking prisons and like talking to them and they're fucking weird. Like they're super fucking creaky, mate. Like I fucking don't know. I love the title the most though, Mindhunter. It reminds me of my old best mate Plugger from Maryborough High School. Like you say Mindhunter, we used to call Plugger Minchunter. Fucking Plugger Minchunter. Fucking hilarious, mate. He'd root anything that fucking moved that Plugger, I'll tell ya. Like he'd fuck, man. I'll tell ya, he'd root like a chicken loaf sandwich if it looked at him the right way, he'd fucking Plugger. Actually, now I fucking think about it, he also like hurting small animals and like hated his mum. Fuck. The Plugger's a bit fucking weird now, I think. Anyway, Mindhunter is rad. Like fucking, I just loved it. Like 10 episodes, fucking just sitting on the couch, smashing through it. No worries, I'm just gonna go, get me out, Deli. Fucking yeah, let's figure it out. And they fucking fit. It's so good, man. It's fucking good. Mindhunter. All right, so smash it when you're doing some Netflix and chilling, because I like give it 9 out of 10 Deli ones. Which reminds me, go buy me fucking shoes, would you? Come on. All right, that's it from your mate Deli this week. Hopefully I'll be back playing soon as, eh? Like, but anyway, I'll catch us next week on NBA Australia. Later, fuckos!